Good morning. Welcome to the Thursday morning, Christmas Eve, devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today, we continue in the devotional journal, Almost Heaven, Devotions for the Journey Home. Written with the idea that God wants us to live as kingdom citizens as we journey through life here on earth, as we prepare for an eternal home with Him. So this book was written a few years ago. Sat down and spent some time with God and went through scriptures looking for different things the Bible said about heaven or about the kingdom of God or the kingdom of heaven. And then began to ask that question. What does that mean today? How do I live that? Today's topic in the devotional is a home of opportunity. It's interesting as I looked at it, and one of the descriptions of heaven, Jesus told a parable that said heaven is like a mustard seed. You're probably familiar with Jesus talking about faith as a mustard seed. And if you have faith even as small as a mustard seed, you can do incredible things. But in this particular parable, Jesus said that the kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed that a man plants in the ground, and though it is the smallest of seeds, that when it grows, it becomes the largest plant in the garden, growing into a tree in which birds of the air can come and perch in it and find rest, and build their nest, their home. I looked at that, and what I could picture in my mind was this expanding kingdom of God, a kingdom of opportunity, a kingdom of growth, a kingdom that made room for everyone. A kingdom that was not dependent on your size or my size. A kingdom in which God could take the least of these, could take the smallest of things and make it into something big. When I grew up on the farm as a child, my mom and dad have always been good at providing opportunities. Now, granted, those opportunities always looked a lot like work. But they were opportunities to learn. They were opportunities to grow. They were opportunities to earn an income. They were opportunities to provide help. They were opportunities, but they all meant something. They all meant I belonged. I had a place there. I had work to do. I had a task that was mine. And I believe the kingdom of God is like that. That He wants us to live as kingdom citizens here on earth, recognizing the opportunity that each of us have. And yes, that opportunity will often look like work. But it's the opportunity to love one another. It's the opportunity to spread joy and kindness. It's the opportunity to forgive. It's the opportunity to share the good news of Jesus. It's the opportunity to see His kingdom grow because of the seed that has been planted within us and the seed that we in turn plant in others. You see, this kingdom that we live in, even as we journey through life here on earth, this is a kingdom of opportunity. I grew up in an era where the United States was known as a land of opportunity. And again, it was a time where that phrase really meant There was work involved. It wasn't a land of handouts. It wasn't a land of government provision. It was a land of the opportunity to find work, to find meaningful work, to provide for yourself, to provide for your family. But there always was an expectation within that opportunity of responsibility. An opportunity that was not just for you, but it was for all who would claim it, for all who would seek it. As I look at this home of opportunity, I believe God's desire is that we take that mustard seed. We look at the smallest of whatever it is that we think we have. And we ask God to help us use it for His glory, for the advancement of His kingdom, to help others to know, to provide a home where they can belong. You see, when we live as kingdom citizens, we live as those who are cared for, are loved. And because we are cared for and loved, we have learned and should learn and should continue to learn to care for and love others. One of the difficulties about opportunity is when those taking advantage of that opportunity begin to believe that it's limited, that it's coming to an end, that there's not enough to share. When we begin to hold it tightly so that others can't be involved, we not only crush their hope, we, in reality, we crush our own opportunity. To be who God called us to be, who He created us to be, the sharers of good news, the sharers of life in Jesus, the sharers of the opportunity to see the value that God has put within us. You see, as I look back over my life and the many opportunities that my parents gave me, there were some that I made better use of than others. And it didn't stop them on those times when I didn't make good use of it. It didn't stop them from continuing to provide opportunity. And there are times in our walk with God that if we were honest and looked, we would say, I did not make good use of that opportunity. I did not plant the seeds of faith that I could have. I did not share the words of hope that I should have. I did not offer the compassion that was needed. And the good news is that regardless of those times where we fail, God continues to offer a home of opportunity. And He calls us to always be ready to make the most of every opportunity. I believe we do that by consistently, daily, daily's even sometimes too infrequent. But to be consistent in our time in the Word, in our walk with Christ, in our prayer, in our listening, in our paying attention to His Spirit within us. You see, I believe those are the things that prepare us for those opportunities. To us, I believe it was Peter that said, to give an answer for the hope that lies within us. You see, when we look for opportunities, we're more likely to find them. When we're prepared for opportunities, we're more likely to notice when they show up. And we can live in this home of opportunity. And we can begin to realize that the opportunity is not simply that we can grow. It's not simply that we can become large. It's not simply that we can increase. But it's so the kingdom can increase. It's so that there's room for everyone. It's so that we can rejoice in knowing that we have lived an obedient life, that we have made the most of the opportunities, that we have helped others to be a part of the kingdom. Not because we're that smart or we're that talented, but because we've introduced them to Jesus. As we pray today, I would encourage you to take heart. Know that you have value. It doesn't matter how big or small that you seem to think you are within the kingdom of God. He can use the smallest of seed to grow the largest of plants. And when you surrender fully, and when I surrender fully, He'll take the seeds of the gospel that have been planted within us, and He will multiply our opportunity to grow and our opportunity to share the good news so that others can come and rest in the branches of this heavenly home. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us, and your love is consistently poured out upon us in so many ways. And one of those ways is the opportunities that you give us. As we live in this tent of clay, as we journey toward our heavenly home, you continue to give us the opportunities to represent you, to share Jesus, to live with kindness and compassion and mercy. And you give us those opportunities regardless of the size that we think we are in your kingdom. That even the smallest of us among your kingdom citizens have the ability to grow. To grow in such a way, manner that others can come and rest within your kingdom. So, Father, today I pray that we would pay attention to the opportunities that are around us. Especially we would notice those opportunities that we've often ignored because they look like work. Because they look like they'll require effort on our part. So, Father, help us to see the opportunities that are before us. And then help us to make the most of those opportunities in sharing Jesus. And those times when the sharing of Jesus is our words, then help us to be prepared with the answers for the hope that is within us. But when those times of opportunity involve rolling up our sleeves and getting our hands dirty and helping someone with their needs. And whether that's physical labor, whether that's sitting with them in the midst of their sorrow and listening, those things that require time and effort from us, that look like work in some aspect, may we see those as the opportunities to represent Jesus, to be that seed that is growing so that others would find a home within your kingdom. Father, today as I pray for our children, those within our homes, our schools, our churches, our communities, I pray that they would see themselves as valuable in your sight. That we would consistently help them to notice and provide for them the opportunities to be productive citizens in your kingdom. May they see our example and know what it looks like to make the most of those opportunities. May we model for them and teach them to love and to have compassion and show kindness, to be able to listen and to care for people. May our children grow up differently than those of the world. May they be the seeds also which are planted and grow into large trees that others can come and find rest in your kingdom. Because of their work, because of their example, because of the opportunities that they have taken advantage of. Father, as I pray about opportunities, I think of this season we're in the midst of. As we celebrate the birth of Jesus, the opportunities to share the good news of why this baby was born at a time where people are listening to the stories of Christmas. May we see those opportunities within the hearts of people. May we share not just the incredible story of Jesus coming to earth, but may we share the reason for that birth, for the life that he lived, for his death, burial, and resurrection. And Father, in the midst of those opportunities, may we always season our interactions with others with gentleness, with respect. That our opportunities would bear much fruit. Because we trust in you. Because we rely on you for the increase. Father, today, may our opportunities be such that we would lift up Jesus in everything that we do, so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Thursday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.